What's up, buddy? My name is Chris Johnson, and my mom is a pain in the ass. I was never close with my parents, ever. Never in my life have I ever felt close to my parents. Never have I ever really felt a part of anything. I've never felt any, like, close family bond. Everything was always kind of an obligation. And the reason is my mom and dad sucked, quite frankly. They were pretty shitty parents. I felt like my childhood was pretty shitty. I mean, it wasn't like fucking... How do I want to explain this? I mean, it was good in the sense that I lived in a house and that I, like, ate every day. You know what I mean? And they used to try to, like, hold that shit over your head. Like, because things always sucked. And if you brought up that things sucked because they fought all the fucking time or because they were fucking mean or because you were walking on fucking eggshells all the time because you never knew when either one of them was going to fucking snap or be a fucking asshole, they'd always say, like, you're lucky you're living in a house. Not everybody can live in a house. Not everybody has food to eat. And I always used to think to myself, like, are you trying to, like, guilt me into feeling grateful because you as parents provide basic necessities? What, do you want a fucking trophy for that? Like, it's like those people who fuck everything that moves and have, like, 10 kids, and then they pay their child support, and they'll always be like, they'll be like, hey, I take care of my kids, you know? I pay the child support checks. And I think to myself, like, you don't get credit for taking care of your kids. Like, you have kids. It's kind of your fucking job, no? Why, like, I'm supposed to, like, get down on my knees and fucking thank you for providing me with a fucking home? Thanks, Mom and Dad. I appreciate that. Wow. You guys had kids, made the choice to have fucking kids, and you're providing them a house and a place to sleep? Whoa! Holy shit! God damn, I mean, all this time I thought you guys were two pieces of shit. I didn't realize how fucking generous you were. Well, thanks a lot, fellas. All my parents did was fight. I've done a podcast on my father before, and what a huge piece of shit he is. And I haven't talked to him in fucking like 7, 8 years, something like that. My mom, though, kind of slipped through the cracks. I just as easily probably could have not talked to my mom anymore, but things were never really as bad with my mom as they were with my dad. So I never really needed to make the decision to just completely cut her off. I think at one point mom realized that things were fucked up, and I think she kind of tries to be there, but there's no going back. Here's another thing my parents don't do. My parents never apologize for anything. They never say they're fucking sorry for anything. So, like, they could fuck everything up and they could just be rude pieces of shit, or, you know, you could go to them for support as a fucking child and they wouldn't be there, or they'd snap at you for no fucking reason. And there was never an I'm sorry. Matter of fact, I can't think of my mom ever apologizing to me for anything, ever. And then my dad would only apologize, like, if you apologize to him, which was just horse shit. My dad cheated on my mom all the time, and I think my mom was on edge because of that. And I can understand that as somebody who got cheated on and somebody whose wife left them. I can understand that. But at the same time, you can't go around taking that shit on everybody else. You know, you can't take it on your fucking kids. So at the end of the day, there's no excuse, because you got to get your fucking shit together and you got to be fucking responsible. I always felt like my mom saw, like, my father in me. So she treated me like shit because of it. There was one time, this is burned into my fucking memory. I played baseball in high school and I got in trouble one time. I pissed off the coach. He, like, pulled me aside during the game. I was like, you're never gonna fucking see the field again, goddammit! And I was just really upset about it. You know, I was fucking sensitive. I was a sensitive kid. I was like 16 or 17. And I was really upset about it. And I remember, like, waiting for mom to come home because, like, you know, mom's gonna make it all better. So, like, she walked in and I walked up to her and I started, like, bitching about it. I'm like, Ma, you wouldn't fucking believe what happened! You know what she said? She was like, shut up. Oh, shut up? Okay. Thanks, Ma. All right. You deserve a round of applause for that. Thanks for being there. And that was my life. That was my life with my mom. My dad would yell at you all the time. And my mom would tell you to shut up if you were upset about something. And she would yell at you if you got, like, under a 90 in a test. So I was fucking terrified all the time. Like, if I got moved at school, I would just get home. Like, how'd you do in the spelling test? I got an 88. An 88? Then I just, like, fucking start shaking. Like, Jesus Christ! I missed two! So mom was kind of an asshole. You know what else she did that would piss me off? She always would, like, take my father's side. She would take anybody's side but mine, and she still fucking does to this day. Like, if I bitch about something, like, I hate one of my aunts. And if I bitch about one of my aunts to her, mom will be like, well, it's just how she is. Wait a second, why the fuck are you making an excuse for that asshole? Or like, if my dad would kick me out of the house for something, which he did, and I would bitch to her about it, she'd be like, well, you know you can't say that stuff to dad, so Whoa. So I had it coming? Like, why do you just make excuses for every fucking asshole in your life? You can take a look back at your fucking parents and figure out why you're fucked up. The reason I'm antisocial, the reason I can't hold a fucking relationship, and the reason I'm like fucking isolated now is because my fucking childhood was shitty and my parents sucked. I'm not fucking whining about it either. You know, you deal with the fucking hand that you're dealt, but my mom's a pain in the ass. That's why I think it's probably a terrible idea if I have kids. I'm just terrified that I'll fucking repeat my parents' mistakes. And it's not something that I, like, want or have been, like, searching for my entire life or something I've been planning on. But I'm just saying, like, in general, maybe not a good idea if I have kids. Are your parents shitty? You can tell me about it on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'll fucking listen. You can follow me on Podbean, too. You can download the Podbean app or go to the Podbean website on both places. Every single episode is there. If you want to check it out on Google Play or Apple Podcast or Stitcher or somewhere else, you can do that, too. I got new episodes coming out every Sunday and Wednesday.